Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Now, today we're going to kickstart it with, we're on our stories. Go follow us on Instagram. The link is in the description. It's just a Good Enough Pod.
Good Enough Pod.
Type that and it'll come up.
Type it.
The logo. We asked you a lot on our Instagram story for some questions, and we're going to break them down and go forward on for you. I can't even speak today. So, first question. If you could switch places with one of your friends for a week, which friend would you pick and why?
Boy, that's a good one, you know. Start, because I got to think about this.
I'm not even going to go for a bait one. The baitest one is all Chunks.
I wouldn't.
So up. And
I wouldn't.
And
I actually wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Too busy.
Too busy. And the fame is very low. I've seen him out and he gets pissed. I would say, and I hope you're watching this, my boy. Yeah, because I'm giving you your flowers here. I say my boy, Mo. Purely just because of, after Thailand, the way I've, this geezer, the way I've seen him, he's the most driven, motivated, but he's 20, yeah? He's doing his thing. He's always got his hands in something, eggs in baskets. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really driven and motivated. He makes me motivated. Yeah, he's very, very driven, and he's definitely going to be a millionaire, 100%.
Good.
100% he will.
Big up. That's a difficult. I'd probably say my best friend from school, Ashley.
Why?
He's been in a relationship like 8 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
You just won that.
Trying to get around his girl. Nah, never. I'd rather go blind. But
and then do it. Yeah. So I feel guilty. Who's this?
Who's that? Oh, who's no.
Nah, oh, sorry.
Nah, do you know what it is? He's just a very like well put together guy. Like, He just went down the, I wouldn't say like, I can't even say it, but it's like the traditional route of like, oh yeah, get myself a solid, good, like 9 to 5. He's not a risk taker. He's just a safe, sturdy guy, but it worked out very well for him. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So like, he knows his future. Like, he knows it all. Like, he knows.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my wife. He's proposed to her, his fiance now. Like, they're getting married in 2 years.
Yeah.
He's saving up for a yard.
Yeah.
Mad close with his family, mad close with her family. Just got it all together kind of thing and still enjoys his life.
Yeah.
And he enjoys his life with his girl. I think that's proper nice.
Yeah, I can't lie. It reminds me of my boy Joe.
That's nice.
My mate, not my brother, my mate Joe. He's been with his missus 6 years now. They're inseparable. They're like that. Like, they just work in it. Like, he's very content.
Yeah.
He's just got it all figured out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's like
that's
a nice,
banging.
That's a nice bit of like calm in your head. It's like, I know what I'm on. I'm good with it. Enjoying my life.
That's actually like rich in life.
Yeah, that's rich in life, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's rich
life. You're happy. Do you know what I mean?
Lips are dry. Sorry. That's like, that's what you want at the end of the day, isn't it? You just want to be content. And I feel like he's found that so long ago and he's like, but he's mad happy. Like mad happy with, he wouldn't change. I wouldn't say like, okay, cool. He's not bouncing off the walls, yeah. But he wouldn't change his situation for anything because his situation's so like put together. So I think, I'll swap places with him just so I can experience a bit of calm.
Yeah. Nah. Bit of calmness.
It's always like with us, it's like, what's the next big score? Yeah. Like, what's the next mission?
Like, it ain't bad to be like that.
It's not bad. It's not, no, I'm not saying it's not at all.
I don't think I'll ever be happy because with what I've got. And that's it's a bad thing, but at the same time, success-wise, it's not.
It's not.
Because like, if you told me, and I have not everything's about money, of course, but if you told me 5 years ago I'd be earning what I'm earning now, I feel like, cool, that's me. I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, but
now,
you think
I'm not earning enough.
What's next?
What's next?
But you know what? You know what? There's going to be a time where you think, I'm going to do this and I'm going to check out on my own terms. And the thing is, like you said, rich in life. If you find a missus and you're good and she's locked you down, you've got other things lined up. Not just about, oh yeah, career, this, that. You'll feel content.
Having a loyal missus that loves you.
Boy, it's banging.
Mate, you feel...
Oh, you sound like sad.
On top of the world. No, not even, bruv. That's the goal, bruv.
Someone, please, get with her.
It's all fun and that being single and that.
Get with
her. Having an actually good, loyal woman, which is actually rare to come across nowadays.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's pucker.
Yeah.
Pucker. What's the next question?
What is your guilty pleasure smell?
Guilty pleasure smell?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. I got a fucking nose like a dog.
I know mine.
What's and yours? A lot of bad smells. do you know what? I'm the type of person, yeah, where I can actually, two things flash me back to a memory and I relive it and how I felt like that. And the smells and, I cannot think of the other one. Smells and music. Yeah. If I hear a song like was in a car earlier.
That's the next question.
Yeah.
So we'll leave that.
I'll leave that then.
Because it smells.
But smells, smell wise, brother, if I smell something, me and my brother have a proper hooter on us, yeah? We can, like, whatever. The other day, we was fucking, I don't know what we was doing, I can't remember. We was in a room, and we was like, walked in the room, he's like, oh, bruv, no, it smells like, and we said it at the same time, he's like, but it smells like year three assembly, when you're sitting down in assembly.
Oh, shit. Both
said at the same time. Like, how do we link that back to fucking year three assembly?
I hear it.
That dusty smell.
Yeah,
I hear it. You know what I mean? Sitting on the floor and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. There's certain smells that bring me back.
I link it back quickly.
Yeah. Mine's just petrol.
I like cut grass.
Ooh,
cut grass is Parker.
Cut grass is banging.
Bang. It's dying. What's another nice one?
I don't know why I bury my nose in petrol. Like, right up to it.
You definitely used to sniff glue, innit?
Nah, I definitely didn't. I didn't. A little bit.
Prick stick here and there.
Yeah, a little prick stick here and there.
Oh, Sharpie smell Parker.
Yeah.
They do. They smell banging.
Nail polish smells Parker. Trust me. You got to have a go on that.
I don't think it does.
Nail varnish
smells like JD.
No, it's not nail varnish. It's the remover. The remover.
Jack Daniel smells like nail varnish.
The clear one.
The nail varnish remover.
Yeah, you never smelled that?
Yeah, I have. It smells alright. Smells alright.
Sound a bit weird now, isn't it?
Cut grass. I think on a summer's nice. Day.
I think
you smell that, you know it's going to be a good day. I always have it. If I wore like an... For example, I bought a Louis Vuitton aftershave again recently because... I smelt it on someone and it flashed me back to 2022 when I had it. And I was like, oh my God, that reminds me of that time. Like, oh,
did you go and get it?
Like, I went and got it, bought it. Now, I'm wearing it now. Yeah, because now I smell like how I did back then. And it's like,
brings you back a little bit.
Brings you back. Every time I now smell, like, you know, you put your coat back on and it's been the hanger.
Yeah,
you put your coat back on, like, oh, start smelling your coat and that. It's like, oh, proper brings you back to good times.
I hear it.
You want to make memories of a good smell. You actually do. I want to make memories of a good smell. Yeah. Like I went to Thailand and bought a pack of Rabanne aftershave at the airport. Now, whenever I spray that, it reminds me of Thailand.
That's good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Brings me back straight away. Next question. What is your guilty pleasure song? I don't mind it straight away.
What's yours?
Bob Marley or Sade?
I was going to say.
Probably Sade, Your Love is King, or Bob Marley, Waiting in Vain.
Ooh.
Them two songs.
I say you banged them in a car, to be fair.
Yeah, them two songs, I can't lie.
What does it remind you of?
Happiness, being on holiday with my family.
Hear it, I was going to say that. Must like relate dusk, back to like family and
dusk.
Stuff.
Dusk reminds me of that shit as well. Like, that time of day, playing that music really like grounds me and makes you think like, I don't need nothing else in life.
Oh, that's fucking difficult. I can't lie, for me, it's mad difficult. I ain't even going to answer
Have
it.
You not got no songs that are like soulful? That's what them songs are like.
Nah, I've got songs, to be fair.
Because I was raised on them, innit? My mum and dad.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
that.
I was going to say the only things I have are songs that remind me of my mum, one old and one current. There's one song by an artist called Luther Vandross, honestly. Yeah. What a fucking. Dance with My Father Again.
Oh, what
Huge
a tune. What a sad rhythm. Song, though.
It's a sad song, but my mum used to play it all the time because I think it reminds me, it reminds her of her dad.
Yeah, my mum likes that tune.
My mom banged that song, and now when I listen to it, I think of my mom, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it makes me sad. And then there's another
old school tunes are banging.
Yeah, no, they bang way more. And then there's another song. Both of them remind me of my mom, but then one has a memory. Yeah, there's a song, not really like it hasn't gone clear, whatever. Not out of all the, it's a Tory Lanez song, and it hasn't gone clear out of all the Tory Lanez songs. But it's called "Look What God Did," and It reminds me of my mum, but it reminds me of a specific memory, yeah? Obviously, yeah, we grew up skin in it.
Mm.
And I used to basically, like, I lived with my grandma during my early years, yeah? And my mum used to have to get on two buses to come and get us, take us back to the house and that, innit? When we got off one bus and we're waiting for another one, there was like this little kind of alleyway kind of thing, like a little alleyway bit where she would kind of bring us to shelter us from the cold when we're waiting for the bus. And she'll like be like wrapping us in her jacket and that. Me and my older sister, wrapping us in our jacket. Me and my sister are like in a jacket, all snug and that, while my mum's just there like crying because she's very upset that she can't like look after her kids and that.
How does that link to Tory Lanez?
I thought because the song is just basically about a little bit about his mum and just look like about.
Is it?
Like,
is it? Yeah.
Nice. So then I'm like, when I listen to that song, I think of that memory of us in like in the like waiting for that bus in between the jackets.
Yeah,
me and my sister are calm, you know, we're happy.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about money and that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like. I don't care. I'm with my mum, innit? Yeah. Me and my sister are chilling in my mum's jacket and we're waiting for the bus because we're going home. I'm happy.
Yeah.
My mum's bare upset. But then I think of it now and I'm like, oh, you must have been so down. Like, my mum must have been so upset that she was like, not been able to, like, you know, even get us a cab home or drive to, oh, mate.
Isn't it weird that them songs that, because them two songs there, they make me like sad, but it's a sad.
It's
happy.
A sad, but happy. It's a sad. Happy.
It's an emotional, which like gives you goosebumps and that. Yeah, you feel, like, I get the weird. Goosebumps. It's like an emotional kind of like lump in your throat, but you're happy.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I don't know, man. It is a sad happy, because it's like, oh, mate, they're not.
It's like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's like a reflecting one, like, oh, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I those.
Where
things,
else you go?
Yeah, those things ain't happening now, obviously, but like. It does bring me back and I'm like, ooh, it sends a little shiver down my spine when I listen to it. I'm like, it's nice to listen to the song. I don't neglect the song, but it's like, oof, it's a bit touchy.
Yeah.
If you could pick five liquids to come out each finger, what would they be?
question. Five liquids.
Fucking hell, I don't really.
First one, probably water.
Water.
I'll just have
water.
A drink.
Yeah.
Like, innit? That's all I really drink. Water.
That's me, water.
Water, you'd never be dehydrated ever, would you? Never. You'd never be dehydrated. Imagine you'd just be sweating like on a football pitch or something. You know what I mean?
Calm.
Next one, probably vodka.
Yeah, I'd say you've got to be alcohol in there. Yeah.
And then maybe a mixer.
You've got to have a mixer.
So you've
got
to do the two.
I'd say two mixers, if anything. You've got to have like a...
I'd have vodka, Red Bull to liven yourself
there,
up.
Red Bull there and like maybe like a... Lemonade, I think vodka lemonade.
I'd have Red Bull, not even, I think tactically, like I'd drink one caffeine drink a day just to keep me alert. Yeah,
so you got water, vodka, Red Bull. What else would you mix a vodka with? I'd have two mixers though.
Would you? I'm calm with Red Bull. I don't like vodka Coke, right, don't like vodka lemonade. Really.
Lemonade for me is all right.
Maybe, nah.
What about like an appetizer in a restaurant, like a soup or something?
Nah, you get sick of it so quick.
You get mad sick of it.
You get mad sick of it, bro. You'd be like, your finger would stink in that. You know what I mean? Like, ain't that?
Like a puree or something.
But like
something.
Squash. So you can dilute two fingers together.
You can dilute it.
You know what I mean? Squash. I was going to say milk, but like.
Nah, I'm not really a fan of milk.
Cup of tea and like cereal and that, but.
True. But I don't really mess with it too much.
I start smelling the cheese in that. I mean,
that's difficult, you know.
What's the last one? It's all tactics. Water to stay hydrated, vodka to get lit, Red Bull is a mixer, and because it keeps you like alert and awake.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say? Squash.
Squash.
Because if you get bored of the water,
dilute.
I mean, I don't get bored of water. Like, little, like, you know what I mean? Some little Robinson's pouches.
Yeah,
they lasted long, didn't they? They're shit. last one.
Oh, that's difficult. I'm telling you, it's another mixer for me. Flavoured water, mate. I just want options.
Flavoured water. I'd probably go for a really strong alcohol.
Like a shot, like tequila.
Don Don Julio or something.
Don Julio,
innit? Yeah, so if you want to get proper lit, innit?
So you just have a quick
babe,
one.
Babe, taste my finger. What? Yeah. Like, trust me, taste my finger.
Yeah.
Could kicked out, innit? Like, carried out. No, seriously, I've got things coming out of my finger.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that. Like a strong one.
Yeah. Fuck up the kidneys. I've only got one.
Yeah, literally.
One chance,
you gotta
I'm
be
out.
Careful.
One shot. You know what I mean? One strike, I'm out. I got two chances right here, brother.
God,
you could date anyone from a TV show or film, who would it be?
Can't say.
Straight away. Yeah, it comes to every boy's head, doesn't it? Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street. But I don't actually think she's that attractive.
Nah, you know what it is?
As an actress. Like, I don't think she's that nice.
In that film.
But in that
is.
Film, Jaden.
There's some, I can't lie, in that film.
Yeah, she's got attitude on her. I like a girl with a bit of attitude. Not too much attitude, but I like to wind girls up when I'm flirting with them. Like, yeah. So when they probably like bounce back, grab my face or something like yeah.
That's a bit of you, yeah.
Yeah, like,
a little sparky at the end.
Not too much. Don't actually start getting rude and mouthy, bro. Otherwise I'll just go off you and tell you to shut your mouth. But like, yeah. Where she's got a bit like the New York, like, yeah.
Yeah. Me? I'm not saying it because I want to actually move to her in my life.
Believe it then.
All right, cool. Do you remember?
I know you're going to say.
Who? Yeah, bro. I proper want to move her.
You should have, bro.
I should have.
She's got a bottle. She's got Aris for days, bro.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
I just want to move her in real life. Hey, so look, they're trying to... They're trying
but
to set me up.
But it's all talk though. But they're you, you, you was in a room with her the other day.
No, but hear what I'm saying.
I didn't see no action.
Hear what I'm saying. I said,
and I had done my thing.
Yeah, no, he did. So hear what I'm saying. I said, the trim weren't there. You know what I mean? It weren't, you know what I mean? I weren't proper like, I need to just
sober as a judge.
Sober as a judge. I needed to, you know what I mean? I needed a couple more of them. Yeah. And I need to be fresh. And I was thinking, all right, cool, I'll go say hello. But now these are looking at me different, you know.
You know her personally, innit? Yeah, you do.
Say it's not. Both of you now. Say on your lives you don't know her. Well, then I'm not saying nothing then. Because she said I do. They don't know her personally. All right, yeah, cool. I definitely want to move her. Like, hard, hard.
Would you scran her bottle?
Everything.
You definitely would.
Whatever she's into, I'm now into it.
I'm bleep the name. No. She's shot.
No, definitely bleep the name though. Because I swear, one day, just
and
give me...
bleep the show that said it was on.
Yeah, bleep the show as well.
Yeah.
Because... genuinely, I want to move it. I think she's 10-10.
Yeah, she's banging.
She's
Parker.
But hear what I'm saying? Do you remember when I was in the function? She was giving me a little idol.
Oh, you could definitely chirp that, bruv.
Yeah, facts. Next time, though, man.
Jamaican Lymph.
Jamaican Lymph.
Don't get a nickname for no reason, bruv.
I want to move it, though. I actually want to. Shit, move the mic. I actually want to move it.
Move it then.
Why am I getting excited? And you move on.
Oh, mate, look how you've got him. Don't even know you are.
Don't even know you are. Look at me.
He's had many.
If I was white,
Tommy
I'd be red
right
now.
You. He's choked his cock like his own money. I bet. Innit?
Never, never. Genuinely, she listen. I'd do anything for her. Genuinely, I'd lose my limbs.
Kiss her feet.
Yeah. Moving on. What a girl, though. Moving on. Yeah. Worst physical pain you've ever felt. When I walked out the function, not moving her. That was
the word. Feeling like, oh, I've had them ones though.
Went home that night and cried.
Mum's life. See, when I first broke up my ex, my confidence was a bit here because she left me. Yes, yeah. My confidence was down the gut. My confidence is here now. With women.
Yeah, it's up there.
I think my confidence is better there. Like, I could talk to anyone. Mm. But it was like there, the gutter. And like, I'd be out and like, I'd want to chat to a girl that I fancy. And like, this was fresh after my relationship, innit? And I just would think about doing it and not do it. And then when I left, I feel like, you're such a waste, man. You're such a waste. Yeah,
you just dwell on
you're
it for
time. You're
such
a waste, man. Like, what am I doing? So now, like, it's different. I'll just go and talk to
because the worst that can happen is no in it and you just keep it stepping.
Some boys are just so scared of rejection.
Nah, I don't care.
It's not that deep. I've been rejected a couple times. Yeah. It happens, bruv.
If you say no, it's no in it.
It happens, bruv.
Not everyone's cup of tea.
Exactly.
I don't care.
It happens.
So I should just...
But the worst pain I probably felt is when I broke my foot. And like, oh mate, I broke my foot when I was playing football, yeah? Goals five aside. I fucking shot, and as I shot, when I landed again, I rolled my ankle. I thought I broke my ankle. Bruv, I thought I was, oh mate, it was so much pain. I was on the floor rolling about screaming, going, fuck! No, I was like, boys, I broke my ankle. Mum's like, I broke my ankle. Like, the pain was excruciating. It weren't going down. You know, sometimes when you bang it, it goes down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weren't going down, yeah? What do my mates do? We don't do sympathy in my friendship.
Yeah.
Everyone looked at me like, bruv, I beg you, get up. No, like what, you get up, bruv, walk it off. I'm like, boys, look, I took my boot off. My whole foot was swollen, yeah? I was like, bruv, I've broke my ankle, bruv, or torn a ligament or something, yeah? It's fucked. I heard it go as I rolled it, innit? Yeah? I said to my brother, because he's the one that drove the goals, I was like, I beg you take me to hospital, please. Like, I want to get my foot looked at. He was like, allow it, bruv. He was like, if you leave, it's going to be 5'4". I was like, bruv, I've broke my fucking foot, bruv,
yeah,
my ankle.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, nah. It was like 20 minutes into the session. I said, say no more. I hopped outside goals, ordered myself an Uber, got a cab to fucking the hospital.
That's horrible.
Waited in A&E 3 hours. Confirmed, yeah, I broke my foot.
All by yourself. Yeah, nah,
no one wanted to help me. And everyone sympathized with me after, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't believe you.
Arsenal
I'm a grown
similar.
Man. Why am I going to be on the floor going?
Nah, yeah, exactly.
I don't do sympathy myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not. I hate the people that like make you feel sorry for them. Yeah. I was in excruciating pain, bro.
Yeah. Arsenal is similar. I think my worst one was when I broke here. And if you look, I don't even know if you can get on camera.
Scar.
Nah, mate. My bone. I don't even know if you can see it.
Yeah.
But my bone's sticking out. My bone's.
How did you break that?
Geezer, who was my very close friend, playing football. And he two-footed me just straight into the ground. I landed on my hand, didn't it? Snapped that shit up instantly. I felt it go.
Ooh.
On the floor now. I go, oh, same thing. Dying. About 4 men come up to me. I'll get up because I'm in the middle of the pitch. He's like, get up. I'm thinking, all right, cool. I'm going to get up, yeah? And I'm thinking, I don't think I can because it's hurting too much. Yeah. But and like you said, the pain didn't go away.
No.
What do you think I did? I got up. When but how do you think you get up? You got to use your hands, innit? I've gone like this.
Not really.
Nah.
There's other ways.
Nah, I'm on my floor, my ass.
Yeah, but you could just...
Nah, but I thought, fuck it, like, I'm going to just do it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's your fault.
No, but I've gone like this, like that, to like push myself up. And my wrist was already broken. Think about it. So when I've done it, I've gone, and the shit just snapped. It went, and I went, getting dying. And then I remember I put my coat on, like this, put my hand in there, and just walked to the bus stop and went to the hospital. And then I just sat there.
And he's long.
Sat innit? There for time, and it was like, oh yeah, got a break. And I was like, well, I think so.
Mate, A&E is long, bruv.
I think so.
I hate sitting in A&E, bruv. Everyone's coughing in that, bruv. Yeah. Get away from me, bruv.
Horrible, that.
Horrible. What's your most embarrassing story? I don't even know. I don't think I'm like.
I don't think I've been embarrassed that much, you know.
Even when I'm drunk, like, you'd never catch me paralytic or being sick in that. Never. I can drink a lot. My dad drinks a lot. He's in the blood.
You don't got any embarrassing stories? I'm trying to think to myself. I ain't got none. I don't think I've been embarrassed that much. Fucking hell. Not really, you know. I'm good with that.
I've cringed at myself before. But like, it's not that embarrassing. Like my first Foot Asylum shoot, where I was so new to all the cameras and that, like production team rather than just one person, I was a shadow of myself. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm being very embarrassing, but I actually weren't when I watched it back. So that's not really embarrassing.
I was just the moment where you're low doubting confidence. Yourself.
It was just low confidence.
Low confidence. I say my most embarrassing stories is when I got robbed by my
head. That is embarrassing. That was embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Grown ass man.
No.
That was it.
I don't really know. I've never really embarrassed myself.
Yeah,
that
I'm
much,
all right with that. I try to stay on top of that. Try my hardest to stay on top of that.
Yeah, some people have no shame in it.
Yeah.
You never catch me falling over in the dance and laying there, bruv. Like, nah, I got to stay on the ball, bruv.
Have to.
I care about my image too much.
Got to be alert.
Especially now.
You got to be alert.
Got to be alert, bruv.
All right, well, how often do you lie, including white lies? On average, men lie 6 times a day. Have I told any lies?
I back that.
Yeah, I'd think so.
I get annoyed at myself sometimes when I white lie. I don't white lie, I extend the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't even, it comes out my mouth and then I think, why have I done that? Why have I said that? Because I actually don't lie, I'm a very honest person.
Yeah, you actually are.
I'm upfront, abrupt. So my family raised me. My mum and dad are very much like, if I look like shit, they'll tell me I look like shit. Likewise.
Yeah.
I'll say to my dad, you know, I look fat. You lose some weight. But I don't know. Like, we don't care, innit? I'm very like that with people, with men, with women. But white lies, I don't know why I extend the truth. If I fucking got jumped by 3 people, I know when I say it out of my mouth, I say, bruv, 4 men just jumped me. Why do I do that, bruv? And I think, why did I just say that? And now I can't change it because I just lied.
Because now you've
just
said
I feel
it.
Like a prick.
It's out there now.
Like, not all the time, but like sometimes it, because for some reason the truth isn't mad enough.
Mad enough, you need to make it.
It's annoying, bruv. I hate that I do it. It's like, I don't even think about it, it just comes out. Little white lies.
I think I tell white lies more. I think the white lies I tell the most is about when I'm free.
What you say? You're not free, or you are? Or you're busy.
Different. So say for example, someone wants to link up, and I'll literally say I'm busy. Sometimes I ain't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll say come.
Oh yeah, that's.
Sometimes
right.
I'll say come. Sometimes
that.
I'll say come through. And then I don't feel like it anymore.
I don't think that's lying though.
And then I'll tell a lie and say I'm busy when I'm not.
If you don't, I don't think that's a bad lie though.
That's like, probably my biggest lie.
That's more being kind. That's being cruel to be kind. You're lying to, if you actually said, no, I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're just saying I'm busy. That's just it's a polite way of saying,
yeah,
I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, everyone lies about 100%. You do definitely. I even do it myself. Your maps could say 45 minutes away. Your mate rings you. Where are you? I'm going to be half hour.
Yep.
Maps say half hour. Yep. You take off at least 10 minutes.
10 minutes. And
I'm
thinking my
speeding,
head,
innit?
I'll convince myself I'll cut it down.
Yeah. You're not.
I'll cut it down. I definitely won't.
Always, even if you're knocking off by a minute, you're still lying.
You're still lying.
Have to.
I would just, it's just better to just say.
Just for their
time.
Reaction to be less.
Yeah.
What?
You might as well just say
me
how long you're
going to
be.
All the time.
I'm the worst at it.
You're the worst, bro.
I'm actually the worst.
You're the worst.
I'm getting better though. See, look, today came straight downstairs.
Well, you weren't. You weren't there when I pulled up. That's why I rang you when I was driving.
When you pulled up, how long did you wait though?
About 2 minutes.
Not bad.
But I rang you 2 minutes away so you could be walking out as I pulled
That's
up.
That's all right though, isn't it? But then do that, you got to do that in future.
I did. I do it every time, bruv.
Yeah, but then, so then in that case, I'm improving.
I rang you 15 minutes before.
Yeah, and I was ready.
You weren't?
I got ready.
So once I rang you, when I was
looking for my key.
I was in Park Royal, bruv.
That's and actually
we,
a good time
we know no no what Park Royal so that's
you somewhere near
I think I was Hanger Lane sides.
Oh mate,
yeah. And I rang you and said I'm outside and you
is it
yeah and I got there and you still went outside.
I'm horrible, man. Never mind. If you had to rename each other based off your personalities, what would your names be? Johnny's perfect for his personality, but if anything I'd probably just get somewhere near it around a ballpark.
How would you name someone on their personality though?
I don't know.
I know like, you suit Michael because I know you as Michael.
But like, all right, cool.
What did your mum and dad plan to call you other than Michael? No, but surely there was other names in the mix.
No. When I came out, my mum's packet, yeah. My mum rang my dad. My dad went in the country, innit? And then she said, you had a boy. My dad was having a piss up in a bar. He's like, what? She said, you had a boy. He's like, oh yeah, wicked. Name him after me. And hung on the phone. That's how I got my name.
Similar thing. My mum had me. My dad was pissed as a fart in the waiting room. Absolutely out his face. Pissed as a fart out. In the waiting room. My mum was going to call me. To be fair, I got given the benefit of the doubt. I was 2 weeks early. So it was a Saturday. There was like, well, my mum weren't. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
My dad was on
the
piss.
Was
on the
piss.
Yeah. He's on the piss. You know what I mean? But I was either going to be called... Jay, my mum wanted me to call me JD as a first name.
JD.
JD as a first name.
Never.
Fuck me, good thing you didn't. Otherwise, I would not be on foot asylum, would I?
JD. You know what I mean? Yeah, legit.
Fucking hell. JD or what was the other one?
JD. Just J and D.
Yeah, just J and D. Or I don't think that was it. It was just JD. But
why?
No, she just liked that name. Terrible name. Just having a name. But I'm named after my granddad, John.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah. you got like a like a family passed down name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you look like though?
Like a Julius, I reckon.
A Julius.
Julius.
No way. Julius, I think, is like a Brazilian name.
Ah man, you got ads. Nah. What would you name me then?
Something which would be taken as racist. So
yeah, do
say.
It. Like Jerome was that, isn't it?
Nah.
Go on.
Leroy.
Leroy.
It's typical Jamaican.
Yeah,
name,
I'll just name you like Leroy. Like. Don't know. Mark.
My dad's
yeah, name. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Your dad instead. Mark. It don't suit you though. Johnny's no, just Johnny,
Marks,
isn't it?
There ain't no many Marks anymore.
Nah.
There ain't. Like.
They don't make them that anymore.
No, but there ain't no many Marks. It's like Dave. You don't get Dave,
Dave
anymore.
Dave, you don't get Dave.
Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
Like P-H-I-L, Phil.
Phil.
Fuck off. Phil. Not names I hate. It's such a boring name, like Charlie. The most common name ever. I don't hate it, of course, but like, yeah. I would not kill my kid Charlie. There's so many Charlies, bro.
There's a lot of Charlies still.
Well, like, what's another bait name? Girl's name, Chloe.
Chloe, yeah. What's another bait girl's name?
There's bare bait girl names.
I can't think of any.
Yeah, no, let's think
Ellie.
Of some. Ellie. Becca. Isn't it? How many people are called Becca? Fucking hell.
Becca. You know what? All you got to do is just
Olivia.
Go on.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Just go on your phone. Look at that. 3 Beckers there.
Yes.
4 Olivias. How many? Fucking hell.
What's that for?
Ellie.
Fucking Ellie hell. Now. Fuck one, me.
5, 6, 7, 8. 10.
10
fucking
Ellies.
Fucking hell. I've got them. The
Sarah.
Last one. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
I'll have a look myself.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 errors.
Ellie. I got only 2.
Fucking hell, that's actually a big name.
Ain't got a lot either.
That ain't right.
What was the other one?
Becca.
Got one.
Oh,
I
want to
go through quickly. Amy, that's a bait
Amy
name.
Amy is a bait name. Amy.
Amy, yeah. Ben. Who the fuck calls someone
Ben?
I've got
4 Amys.
Ben. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Bens. Fuck me. Bear. Yeah, Bear Charlie's. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 Charlie's in my contacts.
Fucking hell.
Jesus. Yeah, I won't be calling my kid
Charlie. 9 of them are dealers.
Word.
Charlie.
Word. Charlie the Charlie dealer.
Yeah, mate. So I reckon I would just keep you the same.
What do you want to call your kids? I already know what I want to call
them. I'm calling my Michael.
Do you?
I have a son.
It's creative, isn't it?
Third one down, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to name the other one Che.
Che, I like Che. My cousin's called Che.
I'll name one Che.
Che.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin's called Che. Literally, that's so weird, you know, because look where I just was. I'm the Charlie, Che Carey.
Oh, yeah, literally, I'll name one Che.
How mad is that?
I think that's a good name. That's a solid
like
the name.
I like names like Ronnie,
yeah,
Frankie, proper. Sonny.
Yeah.
I like Darcy for a boy, I can't lie.
Darcy?
Yeah, I ain't even thought about girl names.
Is Darcy a boy's name?
Yeah, well, I don't know, it will be when I make it. I mean, to be fair, I like girls' names for boys and boys' names for girls. I like Billy on a girl.
I hear what you mean.
I like that.
I hear what you mean. I hear what you mean, yeah.
I think that's banging.
I know a girl called Drew.
Drew.
She told me the other day how she got named. She was named after a... She was named after a...
Pencil.
Auntie's brother-in-law or something like that. It's like, oh, fucking not even related to her. She said her parents were a mess. She don't talk to them no more. And she's like, they were probably like, didn't care about what they named
what
her.
What the fuck?
She come out as a girl and they said, yeah, name her Drew.
My mate's got
what
some
an unfortunate
good
name.
My mate and his brother's got good names. Teddy, Bobby, Sonny.
Yeah, they're solid names.
Solid names.
They're solid names. Solid and they're names. Are they all brothers?
Yeah, they're all brothers. Yeah, solid names.
Solid.
My sister named them girl names. So Casey's, that's a girl name, Casey.
Yeah.
And then his little
and
brother.
And then that's the thing, yeah, I didn't think about that because
his little brother's called Jesse. J-E-S-S-E.
But then when I think about Casey, yeah, like I know a girl called Casey and I know Casey. Casey has never crossed me as like, oh yeah, that's too girly, isn't it?
Neither.
It's,
like,
it's a solid name for him.
I think Jesse's a sick name for a boy.
Yeah, and I think that as well.
I call him all the time, Jess. Jess.
Yeah.
But like Jess is a shit girl's name.
Yeah.
But it's a good
boy's name.
Could be
a boy's name. Good boy's
Jesse,
name.
Jesse, yeah.
That's actually true. You actually made me think about it there. Yeah.
Sorry if anyone we've offended with your name.
Yeah, sorry about if your name.
You didn't choose it. Just talking about basic bait ones.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
You know what I mean?
All right. If you could pick one film and everything in real life is like that film, what would you pick? Ooh, I know what I'd do.
Some film in the 80s.
Is it?
Yeah, so it went like this generation.
I'd definitely pick Harry Potter.
You love Harry Potter?
Oh my God, I'd pick Harry Potter. Walking around with a wand. Are you crazy? And I'd back that up. What? Imagine now though, you got what? You get into it with someone and instead of throwing hands, you back out the wand and you start little spell battle.
Yeah,
want to pick something up, you just go out that, bring it over to you.
Yeah.
I think that's hard.
Like the world ain't like that. The world's normal, bruv. It's just Hogwarts. It's like that.
Nah. But then there's Dementors and that, like, you can fight off the beasts and that, like, proper, like, different challenges and that. I'd probably get involved in it. I think I'd be in there. I wanted to beat. Listen, when I was.
I think Hogwarts is sick, but I don't know the world to be like that.
I carved the one that. Carved the one that I would.
Is it?
And I held
it. She's unique.
Yeah, and
I had
a cloak, like the actual one, the Gryffindor one.
Oh, recent video I recorded, I done, it'll probably be out by the time, actually I don't know if it will. No, it will, definitely. Skit video, I used Harry Potter's cloak as one of the things.
What?
I done, I can't even say that to you, come on. Just in case it don't come out.
Just in case it don't come out.
It's funny though.
I would do that, Harry Potter, 100%.
Would you? I don't know what I'd do.
Or I'd be in the Marvel Universe.
Like, mine's so different to yours. I would have said something like the business.
That's
old school Marbella.
It's still
80s.
Old school. It's still like, yeah. Still it's
life.
Still like, it's still
I don't
life.
Mind
actual life.
It's just I don't like this generation.
Yeah. I'm just trying to take it out of a whole.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Just completely take it out of a whole different perspective.
Yeah, them sci-fi films. Yeah,
yeah problem. Yeah, them sci-fi films.
I don't know. I don't even know. I haven't really thought about it. Maybe like a superhero film, something.
Yeah.
What about The Matrix? Nah.
No.
Fuck that.
Nah.
But that.
Too much work.
No, it's just fucking too much for your brain.
Yeah, too much for your brain, dude.
If you could only watch videos from one YouTube channel, which channel would you pick? Ooh. Now, this sounds so up my own arse, yeah.
Good Enough Podcast.
That.
And Johnny, and your own channel.
Mine. Do you know what I actually do? For nostalgia, sometimes I'll go through and I'll watch my old videos.
Yeah.
To see how I was feeling back then.
Yeah, yeah, nah, I hear it.
To relate to myself. Mum's like, when I'm feeling down and that, I'll go watch a video from 2016.
I think I'd watch your, like, to be fair, I do watch your videos.
I rate my skits. No, you're actually a fan of me.
I'm a fan of Johnny, you know.
Yeah, I rate
because I like, I will bell Johnny or I'll send him a voice note when he drops a video. I'm talking like 15 minutes
creasing,
after it come
yeah.
out and I'm dying.
I rate that.
And I'm dying. And he's like, and the thing is, I don't think, obviously, because now Everyone drops videos. Remember before, like years ago, we'd always watch each other's videos, like each other's videos, share each other's videos. Yeah. Now, because it's a norm, like you just drop a video, whatever, people watch it, whatever not. I'm still there, like dying over your videos and that. I don't think the rest of the boys, like, obviously they probably watch them, I don't know, but I watch them and I fucking call Johnny it.
Yeah, you tell me.
Creasing. Yeah. Absolutely dying.
I'm not saying I would watch my current stuff, like, because that sounds very big-headed. I mean, for nostalgia purposes, I like looking, like, for example, this Christmas that just went, I vlogged it, but I didn't vlog it for YouTube. It was an actual raw video. Like, back in the day, camera, like, it was a vlog camera, but, like, it was, like, everyone was, I'm not going, yo, guys.
Yeah,
it's like,
just filming the moments.
And I'm not going to show none of my family until 10 years' time.
Yeah.
Watch it back. That's banging.
Yeah, that's proper.
So that's why I said my own channel for nostalgia, not because I want my own arse and I think I've got the best content on YouTube.
Yeah.
Do I fuck?
You just want to watch your own still watch your life back, innit?
Yeah. If I can watch one video for the, like, only what videos the rest of my life, I'd rather have memories of my own stuff.
Your own stuff, yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts. That makes
sense. What
about you? One YouTube channel for the rest of my life. I don't know, you know. I don't have one. I don't watch YouTube like that.
Neither do I, really.
Literally. I don't watch YouTube like that. There's nothing that, like, can say, oh yeah, definitely I watch this. Because I don't sit on... Like, if I was sitting on YouTube banging a channel right now that I could say, oh yeah, I find entertainment in this every time, I'd say, yeah. I'd probably watch yours. Because I'm in it as well.
Yeah,
so I think, fuck it.
Flashbacks. Sometimes when I come on yours, you put on old videos
that
you made, like, 2018.
Yeah.
Just to, like, nostalgia thing, innit?
Yeah, so I'd probably
do that. It's not like, oh, this video is so good. It's
nah,
more
just
like...
it's just for the sake of seeing how it was back then. Yeah. I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
If you could receive a lifetime supply of anything other than money, what would you pick? Oh my God, I've got some questions to ask after this.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I've got to, and we could clip this because I want to see what other people think about it.
Go on. Yeah, I ain't got one.
All right. First class flights, yeah?
Oh yeah, that's a shout.
First class flights, yeah? Nah, but listen. Nah, this is a question. First class flights for you and five people for life. And I'm talking this unlimited, yeah?
Yeah.
You can fly somewhere now, and then 10 minutes later, you could decide you don't like it and all five of you go first class flights again, yeah?
What about a PJ instead?
I think first class flights are better than a PJ.
Yeah, they are. I ain't been on a private jet.
I've been on two and I think they're both cack.
Is it? What, a bit boring?
It's not a...
I get the service.
You don't get the service, you do, because obviously that you get the guy that brings you the things and whatever not, but blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's cool, isn't it? It's cool.
Yeah.
But I think first class, the plane's bigger for fuck's sake, yeah? The plane's bigger, there's more staff. You get more luxury stuff, do you know what I mean? So I think first class is actually better. First class flights, yeah? For you and five other people, for life, unlimited, yeah? But the only thing you got to do is you got to finish a man off till completion.
No way.
Not doing it?
No.
Hand job?
No. No. Fuck that.
Well, we're in the
maybe,
wrong.
Actually.
I'm in the wrong, listen.
Maybe.
I mean, my mind's in the wrong place then.
If I just do it like a bush tucker trial, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's all it is.
I'm confident in my sexuality.
Think of it as a bush tucker trial.
It's them ones.
Yeah, it's literally, you don't have to look. You don't have to look.
Probably do it, yeah. I feel like I can't, though.
Think about it, bro. First class flights for life for you and five people. Forever.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You can take five other people with you whenever you want.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Mate, I'm doing it.
I ain't giving them a blowy, though. There's no chance. No, I couldn't do that. Cool. No, I couldn't do that. No. I'm not putting no cock in my mouth, bro.
I'm doing it. No. I'm doing that. I did a hand job, not looking.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that's quick. But then...
Today's bush took a train.
Yeah, bush took a train.
Like, off and... How funny is that? Putting ants balls in your mouth. Keith Lemon's funny, man.
Was.
Yeah, I'd do it.
All right, cool. But then now, let's just say, the first class flights also came with, yeah...
I'm not giving no one a blowy if you're trying to get
£2 billion.
Billion? You're just talking shit now.
£2 billion?
You're just talking shit.
You just get £2 billion.
So you're basically saying you'd suck a man off for £2 billion.
Would you?
I'm asking you, bruv.
It's £2 billion, isn't it?
You tell me, bruv. You ask first. You would.
I'm getting around.
When they're coming in your mouth as well.
Brother, let's not talk about the fucking.
No, because that is
no,
the.
No, but I'm not trying to go into detail.
And you're on
about
your knees
gonna...
looking him in the eye as well.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about what's going to. No, I'm not talking about. What has to happen? I'm just saying that, yeah, I can't lie, I'll do it. I mean,
it's £2 billion, isn't it? That's too
Thank
much.
You.
It's too much money, though. All
right, cool. You can divvy it out with your family now. Everyone's a millionaire, bro.
You're asking me on a podcast if I'd suck someone off.
I'd finish what I'm doing. Get the two, bro. I'll come around and drop you 50 M's, brother. Hey, my brother, I love.
I don't need to do it. So then you just answer my question. You do it for me. Know what I mean? I'll say, if these men do it, I'll do it. You do it. And I'm like,
all right. I can't lie.
No, two bill, if the money was sitting there, obviously you'd probably do anything for two bill, wouldn't it?
Guaranteed.
It's like asking, would you save your mum? Would you suck a geezer off to save your mum's life? You would.
Yeah,
that's
would.
A different story.
You would.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the two bill still. Mm. I'm doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
Sorry.
You just went into bed, just like weird stuff.
Sorry. If you could receive a lifetime supply of anything,
it's like you want. Are you confident in your sexuality,
Michael? No, I'm mad confident.
It's fine if not.
Genuinely, I am. But what I'm saying is, I'm doing that 100%. Like, I'm not even gonna.
I'm just talking about Harry Potter to sucking people off.
I'm gonna let it out now. I can't lie. I'm doing it.
I've been thinking about it. Someone offer him, please. Offer him the money.
If someone come in that room right now and say, "Joel, brother, give him 2 billion." I can't lie. Never mind. It's getting deep now. Gonna say I'll take less, but
give him a bullseye. Chicken and chips.
Well.
If I've had a couple of drinks. Do you know what I mean? Survival of the fittest, didn't it?
Spoon, did it? Can't turn down food.
Speaking of that subject though, I don't know why it's coming to my head. Have you seen How sad is it? I can't lie, bruv. See the fucking sex toys for men. I see it sometimes on TikTok, yeah. Bruv, I've seen something with two handles, yeah? The whatever this is called, is it fleshlight, the fuckable bit?
Yeah.
There, and there's a phone holder.
So you can watch.
Like, it goes automatic. And you can watch your two hands and hold it. Come on, brother. Go nick a bird. Or at least get a brass. I think doing a brass is... I don't rate doing brasses, but that's less sad than
I'd
that.
I'd do a brass in it. Yeah, I'd rather do a
come
brass
on now, mate. That's fucking right, hell.
Sort it
that
out,
that is
innit?
Poor.
You got to look after
yourself. That's poor, brother. Especially with Apple Vision Pro, bro. That's going to be next level, bruv.
I can't... Apple Vision Pro's going to take over.
No, I don't think using a little vibrator or a little... Nah, I don't think it's that deep. But for a geezer, I think, mate...
Come on, mate.
Like, the post not clarity anyway from a wank sometimes is a bit like, oh, I'm a bit of a... You have to go to the toilet, rinse this shit out, and half these men probably don't even do that. We leave their old dry spunk in there, bruv.
Crack on again in a couple hours' time.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
That's sad. I think male sex toys are very sad, I can't lie.
Yeah, I never used one, I can't lie myself.
I'll be real.
Definitely never used one. I actually haven't. I promise.
Do you remember them things in the old chewing gum condom machines in the things? They have the ring. Yeah. Vibrator ring. Surely that don't feel nice.
What is? I feel like it must feel a bit fucking horrible.
Exactly. What is vibrating my cock gonna do? Nothing at all. Like, how is like? No wonder they went out of fashion. Them machines.
Yeah, literally. I remember you put a pound in there, turn it.
I don't trust them Johnnies anyway, bro. Go get a pack of Durex from the fucking corner shop. Why are you gonna get one out of some rusty machine that ain't been used? Still takes the old pound coin. Like, you know what I mean?
Probably got holes in them.
Word. Exactly.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
What was the actual question?
Yeah, the question was, if you could receive a lifetime supply of anything other than money, what would you pick?
Yours would obviously be cock. The way you've been speaking. You know what I mean?
Nah, listen. I would receive... Oh.
That ain't money.
That ain't money. Yeah, then the service is
Bitcoin.
Yeah, legit.
Ain't cash,
are we allowed to say Bitcoin?
Counts as cash, too easy.
That's crypto, isn't it?
I would probably say...
I'm saying first class flights then.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
I'm saying first class flights, a lifetime supply.
Might have to back you on that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Proper that.
It's a good one.
I'll be honest.
It's a good one.
You're traveling everywhere.
For free. That's a good one, man.
And all you got to do is just, you know,
and
what I mean?
Half the time to get to these places, the flight is the most expensive part.
So what you got to worry about the whole time is, yeah, cool, let's find a sweet hotel.
Nah, yeah, that's a shout.
Yeah, spending money. What?
That's
I'm
a
traveling.
Good one. That's a good one. That's
and
a
I'm traveling
one.
In first class everywhere
word.
I go.
Word. You let suck the geezer off in the toilet and that. Just so you get double bubble, innit?
Just so I get double bubble. I bring an extra few people with me.
Word.
I get to sit in the cockpit for a while.
Word, literally. You literally get to sit in the cockpit, innit? You're sitting on someone's cockpit.
Nah, but look, we'd all do it, innit? I don't want to talk. But first class flights, though.
Yeah, no, that's a shout.
Solid
shout. I'm not flying first. I need business.
Same.
I'm not there yet.
Same. I wonder what it must be banging, innit?
Soon come, though.
Unreal, first class.
Soon come, yeah.
But to be fair, there's a lot of showers
in that, bruv.
Yeah. There's a lot of airlines that don't have it.
That's when you're gone, though, isn't
that's
it?
When you're gone.
Showering on a plane.
Yeah.
You've got a bed in that, too. Yeah. A fucking double bed.
Double bed. Proper different stuff, that. business though is a bollocks.
No, business is the bollocks.
It actually is.
Certain business ain't. I was gonna fly business to Thailand, yeah. And when I was gonna upgrade at the desk, because you never know what the plane looks like, innit?
Yeah.
And we was like, can we upgrade to business? Obviously, whatever. And we was like, yeah, they was like, yeah, cool, give us the price. It was a lot more. But we was like, what is it like? Do you have a bed? Like, is it, I got the extending thing, we go back, blah, blah, blah. They showed us, all it was extra leg room. We was like, fuck that. And it was like, for like 1500 quid extra.
No chance.
So you got to double check these things. Sometimes business ain't business.
Yeah.
If you got, when I went to Dubai, I had a bed.
You had a bed, yeah.
Proper
you had
it goes all. Back, yeah. My little shelter.
Yep.
They come around with about four meals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Banging.
Anything like Emirates, Qatar Airways as well. Woo!
I'm going business with Qatar.
You're going on it.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy that.
Paid for as well.
Oh, mate.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, that's good. That's good living. Yeah. That's good living, that.
Banging, man. Good.
I'd say, yeah, definitely, you know, first class flights is my unlimited supply. What else would you, I don't know what else I'd pick. If I was to pick a second one.
Shout. What would you lot choose if you had to have one thing for the rest of your life, but it weren't money? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to end it.
Oh my God,
here.
Yeah, we've been talking for
ages. Yeah. It's been waffling. But yeah, it's been a good enough podcast. I've been Johnny.
I've been Michael.
I hope you enjoy your week. See you later.
Take care.